KSR News. I'm John Son. President Biden broke his silence on nationwide campus protests by condemning violent and hateful behavior. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Speaking publicly about the campus unrest for the first time in more than a week, the president said Americans have the right to demonstrate, but not to unleash violence.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
He defended freedom of speech as he warned against hate speech.
There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, America is showing its appreciation for the actions of some college students.
A GoFundMe fundraiser page that was established to thank a group of patriotic fraternity brothers who defended the American flag against pro-Hamas protesters at the University of North Carolina has raised over $300,000. The page was set up to raise money to throw a party for the guys in Pi Kappa Phi at UNC Chapel Hill. Country singer John Rich also posted on X, "I've made contact with the Patriots at UNC, working on a date to have a massive event to celebrate our flag and those who love her." The picture the guys holding up the flag while surrounded by pro-Hamas protesters went viral. The protesters raised the Palestinian flag, but it was removed by police. When they tried to remove the American flag again, the Pi Kappa Phi guys stopped them from doing so. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Both sides of I-95, the East Coast main north-south freeway, have been shut down in southwestern Connecticut. It follows an early morning crash involving a passenger car, tractor-trailer truck, and a tanker truck that was carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline, which caught fire under a bridge overpass. Remarkably, there were no serious injuries. The Dow had 236 points. The Nasdaq up 177. This is SRN News. A Canadian school gives a women's scholarship to a man.
Seneca College in Toronto has awarded the Angela James Scholarship to Franz Lagardus, a man who is living as a woman. Lagardus plays on the women's volleyball team and attracted attention earlier this year when he and four other males competed in a women's game between Seneca and Centennial College, dominating the action and keeping most of the female players on the bench. The scholarship is meant to promote women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas has some new pro-life laws. Starting July 1st, abortion doctors must ask women why they are terminating their pregnancies and report the answers to the state. It will also now be a specific crime to coerce a woman into having an abortion. A third law will offer both direct aid to pro-life pregnancy centers in Kansas, as well as tax breaks for them and their donors. This is SRN News. The death toll from a collapsed highway in southeastern China has climbed to 48.
Searchers dug for a second day through a treacherous and mountainous area in Guangdong province. The incident happened when one side of a four-lane highway gave way after a month of heavy rains in the area. State TV showed construction cranes lifting out the burnt-out and mutilated vehicles. Search work has been hampered by rain and land and gravel sliding down the slope. Over 22 inches of rain has fallen in the past 4 weeks in the county where the roadway collapsed. That's more than four times as much as last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
A double landmine blast has killed one person and wounded at least 18 in southwest Pakistan. No one immediately claimed responsibility, but Baluch separatist groups have previously been responsible for terrorist acts committed in Pakistan. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.